Christmas period always a big period, you know, whatever league you're in. You know, if you can come out of that Christmas period successful, you know, on the back of a good run, you know, it can really sort of springboard you and, you know, and be the start of a kick on for the rest of the season. So, like you say, it's a chance to get a lot of points on the board quite quickly. So, you know, we'll be looking to do that over the Christmas period.
Game against Cardiff, team just above you in the table. Is that a good incentive to have a side that are just sat there? You're targeting them tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, they're in good form. We're in decent form ourselves, so probably another good game. But, you know, the league's so tight, it can change so quickly. You know, there's a lot of teams that are pretty evenly matched. So, regardless of where they are on the table, like I say, a couple of wins will probably get you from, I don't know, 12th to 7th or something like that. So, you know, every game's a tough game. And tomorrow will be no different.
The manager? The new man's been here for a little while now, a couple of weeks. He's sort of bedded in. What's it been like working under Dean?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been great. Obviously, a couple of decent results as well. That always helps. But, you know, he's very positive around the place. And, you know, he's really starting to put his stamp on the team now. And I'm sure you'll see more of that in the coming weeks.
Slightly different approaches. I mean, obviously, Lee took over in an interim period, and he sort of kept things going, buzzed everyone up, got everyone excited. Have you noticed that Dean wants to do things slightly differently?
I wouldn't say there's a massive difference, to be honest. You know, they're pretty similar. Like I said, both very positive characters. You know, try and keep spirits up, and I think doing that gets the best out of most of your players. So, you know, there's not been a massive change at the minute. You know, just slight tweaks here and there, but I'm sure, As the weeks progress, you know, you'll probably see more of the gaffer's stamp.
And from your point of view, wearing the captain's armband, I mean, how's that? Because actually, it's always responsibility. But this season, onto your third manager, there's been lots of chopping and changing. It's been actually quite a responsible season to be the skipper. Is that have you enjoyed that?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's been it was difficult at first. You know, obviously there was a lot of change. So, you know, there was a lot of things sort of not to do with football that you got involved in, which you don't really want to be involved in. But, you know, now things have settled down, you know, it's been great. In terms of the lads in the dressing room, you know, we've got a great bunch of lads, so there's no one that really needs looking after. Everyone looks after themselves, you know, sets their own standards, and got a great group of senior pros behind. You know, I don't see them as behind me, I see them as sort of alongside me, you know, like the likes of Macca and Harley, even Tarky, Judgy, Butts, people like that, you know, they've all got a lot of experience. So, you know, I still go and tap into them for advice, you know, and it's more of a group thing than just me on my own being the captain.